to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have two returning guests that I had on a whole shit ton till I moved. We've got Candy Claire and Khalees Hawkins. Woo!
No, it's funny. We all live in the same city. Would always do these podcasts in my tiny little living room, and now we're all in a different state.
Yeah. It's the tiny world. Tiny world.
Wasn't that deep?
Oh, it happened.
That's deeper, that was deep. Everybody.
That was deep. I'm enjoying this already.
I didn't know where it was going.
We're all climbing out of a toilet, you know?
I know, it's so awesome.
I miss you guys, though. I miss being on the couch. CG, we would cram up on the couch while our kids, I don't know what they were doing.
Oh, really? With the kids around?
And get high.
They were in another room.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. And now it's just... And now it's
dogs,
this.
Kids.
Now it's this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get to all be in person somehow this year. Like, whether we can somehow make a trip happen now to North Carolina, somehow we can make that happen. Or if when, Candy, you come back to visit Jersey City, we can meet at Khalees's.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll make it. And you guys can meet CG in person. So, CG, they know all about you.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Good things.
Oh, good, good. All right. That's not what I was thinking. Okay, great.
Why would I say bad things about you? Like, I'm not that corny bitch, you know? Like,
well. You're not there.
Well, how dare you?
How dare you?
Okay, so we're going to get into our first topic, and this is inspired by Candy. It's Pamela Anderson. She was saying, did you know Pamela Anderson got married again today? This was, I forget the exact.
I did know that. I saw that.
Yeah.
But and who's the guy?
Security guard to her like bodyguard, right? I was like, yep. That makes sense.
Dude, it's like the movie with Whitney Houston.
That's what I thought too, but I didn't want to think it too hard because it wasn't interracial. I was like, almost like that movie.
Yeah, that's true. There was that beautiful part of that movie too. But dude, I wonder if he like, you know, saved her before, like Kevin Costner saved Whitney Houston. Oh, I wonder if it's that romantic.
I think,
or if it's just like their buds.
For whatever reason, she was on a farm in Vancouver and needed a bodyguard. And and they fell in love during the pandemic. And so they got married, I guess, on the farm. We saw the pictures. And I was even telling Kate, she's looking down in every picture. She's looking down, her eyes like closed, tall. Or she's doing like one of those. One
oh,
of
I thought you mean like down and what do you mean? I have to see these pictures.
Yeah, you have to look it up. But
and is the guy like an ex-Navy SEAL or something? Is he like the man? Is he like a action figure looking guy?
He is a very Chris Chrisley face.
Chris Chrisley.
No, he knows best.
Chris Curly Fry face.
That show, but
he looks very apple pie like. Midwest. He looks so happy. It's ridiculous. Like,
and
he is so happy. That was such a fluke that even happened. He's the happiest guy on the planet. He just got trapped with her for many, many months at a time.
Yeah.
And like worked his magic. But I mean, I'm sure he's happy about the opportunity. Now, is Chris Christie like, is that like Chris Christie and Chris Curly, the mix of those two?
No.
Who's Chris Chrisley?
Chris Chrisley has his own show on
the
Learning Channel where he's like, I don't know, he's rich for some reason. Nobody really knows. And then he's got like this family, very sassy and probably a homosexual.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check him out.
And a lot
I'll
of
check
work
him out.
On his face. I feel like I've insulted 38 people.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking about. I thought you were talking about Chris Christie.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I wanted to find out, but I'll definitely look that
Chris
guy up.
Chrisley. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. So I thought, you know, good for her. It's her fifth marriage. You know, we were, Kate and I were talking, like, she's married some real.
This guy looks young. I just looked him up. He looks very young.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. What happened to, so it was Tommy Lee. I know two of them. I know Tommy Lee and I know Kid Rock, right?
Yeah. And
that's two.
Rick Solomon. Remember that guy? Didn't he start Something Goes Wild? I want to say Teens, but I don't think that's right. Is it?
We did. Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Teens Gone Wild.
Something Go Wild, Teens version. That seemed, Oh, he started Girls Gone Wild. I wonder if he asked her to go on Girls Gone Wild, and she was like, Pamela Anderson, I'm not doing Girls Gone Wild. And then the relationship lost.
Twice. So they got married, then she married some in between, and then married him again.
This is fun. Why for her, I know though. So this much is about be, this? This is going to be the first time she's married somebody who's not trending.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Chris Chrisley and his
wife. Like a mess of name.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Wow, oh, that guy.
What is
that
he
guy is such a gentleman, I feel like.
That guy looks like he secretly wants some weird stuff done to him in the bedroom. That dude looks like he's.
I don't think it's secretly, Kate.
he looks like the host of Let's Make a Deal or something. You know what I mean? But he just looks very friendly. Yeah,
those people creep me out. Like now, you know, like the guy who plays Carlton does America's Funniest Videos. Mm-hmm. No one's always like, hey, kids, whoa. Like when you have that kind of energy at all times with no drops, it freaks me the fuck out. Like, well, here's another one. like be real, be a human in it. Same with news anchors, like the plastic weird fakeness. And sorry, cause like, who I forget the guy who plays Carlton, but I'm a fan, so I'm not trying to like.
Alfonso Ribeiro. And if you make it so Alfonso Ribeiro won't come on our podcast, I'll despise you forever. I just wanted to come on and do the Carlton.
I just want him to be him. This is me fighting for him. He should be able to host America's Funniest Videos and have some lows, have some dip.
That's how I want to go out
the show, including my depression and my anxieties.
When Wayne Brady was peak Wayne Brady, right? It was very much that personality. But then he did that skit with Chappelle.
Yes.
It was like Training Day. I felt like that was awesome because it was like, oh, you know, it did give him that drop, but like drop it like it's hot.
It was so awesome when he did that. That was the best thing I ever saw when he did that. And then the Chappelle, I watched outtakes after that, how Chappelle like, didn't know if Wayne Brady was going to do the show. And then when he got there, they didn't know what actual lines he was going to read. And then he was like, is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? And they were like, he did it. So that was awesome.
That's I'm going to rewatch that. That's one of the funniest sketches. It made me like him so much more.
Yeah.
He got so like, gangster.
Remember when Hugh, this is a very different thing, but it's that sort of how you project yourself and come back from something or redirect attention on yourself. Remember when Hugh Grant got caught with a transsexual woman, but he was very much in a relationship with, forget her name now. But then he just went on the Jay Leno and Jay Leno just said, what the hell were you thinking? Like he addressed it right away.
Yes.
You know, do you remember that, Khalees?
This sounds like outdated. Like I don't quite remember it, but it does sound like the wrong side of history the way Jay Leno approached it. What the hell were you thinking? Aren't there like terms for speaking to people like that nowadays? Like you're like, you know what I mean? Isn't there a term for like some? It's like a certain kind of outing you. Like what if that's what he was into and he had?
Well, I think that's why he went on the show was to address it. So I'm sure a lot of it was set up in advance, but I thought it was a very cool way to handle that instead of trying to like do press conferences to like divert attention away or, you know, go to rehab.
On Jay
and what did he say?
He said, I'm just really into dicks with wigs. Yeah.
I mean, he was just like, wait, honest.
I'm not thinking. So you're saying transsexual, a trans woman, like a fully operated, like trans woman.
Yeah, I think it was Amanda Brown or something was the name. But
you know, the word transsexual, people aren't saying even that anymore. They're just saying which sexual. They're saying trans woman, trans man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Transsexual was back when we used to say tranny, right?
Yeah.
Remember them?
So it just feels like back then it was like, what were you thinking? Like, shame on you. You need to address the public so you can apologize to us because you're the leading man. The leading man can't be also like a cock or
something. What? It's
true.
Oh, what did you say?
What's really?
You know, I said a word and then I said a few words right afterwards. And if you couldn't hear it, then you're no.
I feel like I know exactly what you were getting at without knowing exactly what the word was, but yeah, I'm there with you, I think.
I said he can't be a cuck. And that's not even the right thing. See, I don't even know ever what to say anymore.
Right, a cuck is someone that watches. A cuck is someone that watches, right? Action happening. Yeah. A cuck is someone that.
Sometimes they get a little involved.
Do they?
A cuck
is like, hey, you want to come fuck my wife and I'll watch? Maybe I'll even get involved. That's what a true cuck is. But now we started using cuck for other sorts of things. Right. It's become the cool word to use when you also.
Like you're on the side of the lines.
Yeah, it's like you're into some stuff, you know? You're a cuck. You're into some stuff.
But you don't do it. You just watch.
Or you can touch as a cuck.
You can.
You can. It's about watching, and then you can, like, enter, I think.
I've seen a lot of documentaries about this.
Oh, enter. Where do you enter?
Sometimes they enter on the male taint area. A little tongue action. <Add bit. laughs>
5 o'clock somewhere.
Have you seen cuck porn, any of you?
Yes, it pops up a lot. I mean, it's just right there.
And so what does that mean? Like, aren't you just the cuck for watching the porn? Weren't you a cuck before with regular
porn? Not my wife.
No. I mean, so is there just a person in the porn who's just watching?
Oh yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, that's a voyeur. A voyeur is someone who either likes to be watched or it watches in on. Right. Cuck is like, you can take, here's my wife, you can borrow. I'll watch you fuck my wife. Which to me, I'd be very upset. If a man was like, hey, how do you feel about me letting another man fuck you? I'd be like, you don't love me? Like,
yeah.
What
you don't have? I thought you meant another man letting you have sex with their wife. Why did you have to be the wife in this scenario?
What's the other scenario?
No, like a man is allowing you to have sex with his wife. You're just the stranger.
Oh.
I wasn't picturing you were the wife.
You're going girl on girl with this.
Yeah.
I guess.
I've never seen that kind of a cuck video.
I don't think that's cuck porn though. Is that still cuck? I guess it would be.
I've never seen that genre. That's interesting.
Huh.
It's called guck.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about, I didn't have this written down, but we can talk about it. How do you guys feel about threesome stuff? Like, I think I'm way too jealous. I would not want to see.
That's just way too much work, you know?
I hardly know what to do with one other person.
Right. I feel like everything's supposed to go. I don't need things flailing around, and then I touch something and I don't know where it came from. Or who it belongs to, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm a little too jealous myself. I think it's like an interesting thought. You could walk yourself all the way to the point of it happening and then going, wait a second now we know this bitch.
There's a few different scenarios.
Now she could just text you sometime? I don't think so.
like if it's equal footing participants, right? So if it's like three people and you all have met at the club and then you're all fresh and new to each other.
That would be interesting.
But it could never be in a relationship and then bring
in. I like that. That's a good answer.
That would freak me out too. I need paperwork. I'm like, where have you been? Who are you? What's your history? Like, even
there are clubs though. There are clubs that they have lists of people that come and do that kind of stuff. So you will be able to have their history.
I know members.
I almost got recruited accidentally. Underground sex parties. I was like, what made you think? It was based off of like a Tinder profile. That's how they recruit people.
Listen, I think about that stuff when I watch stuff on cults. And I'm like, they could have gotten police.
Yeah, they would. I mean, really. And then why'd they leave me here? Sincerely. I hate this life. I need rules. I need rules.
If any cults are
like, one day, she's going to get caught.
They're going to get me, man. Yeah. The one thing they're not going to catch me on is the car insurance scams. They're not going to get me on that. But no. I am very gullible. Please, if you're watching Invasion of Privacy podcast, come for me. I need rules, and I need like a leader.
Girl likes to be groomed.
We got it. Give it to someone else. Right. Let them flaunt it.
Right. Big fan of the grooming. It's like the feel good era.
What? I don't know if a cult like this, I mean, most cults, like let's take Scientology. I don't think you get hotter in it.
What do you mean?
Like we're talking about grooming in general. Like if I were going to join a cult, which I don't want to do, and I'd want to still look my best. I feel like people get uglier when they're within the cult. Like
well, they grooming, you mean it in the sense of becoming subservient.
Oh. So
like
yeah.
Work up.
Not like
molesting. No.
Come on, Kate.
Oh, I want to get my hair done.
Kate, I rarely wash this hair. We didn't mean it that way.
Oh, like groomed to be subservient. Oh.
Yeah. So it's like you're slowly getting them comfortable with the idea of being
a slave.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, have you guys followed the Marilyn Manson stuff that recently just came out with?
No.
That was crazy. I haven't been following recently, but I looked at it originally when she first said something, and I was looking at all of the video of her crying at the deposition in court. Yep. It's so sad. What's the girl from Westworld?
Evan Rachel Wood. She was with Marilyn Manson, I guess.
Wait, the lead girl from Westworld?
Yeah.
So she, when they started a relationship, she was 19 and he was 38, right? And so I remember like there was like the music video that I did with her, it was all very sexual and blah, 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 blah. And then I remember it was like not long ago that she did come out in court, but she never named him, just said that she was abused in this relationship and was fighting for the statute of limitations to be extended. So like, if you are not ready to talk about what's happened to you, to make that time longer for it to be legally binding. So she just came out in the last couple of days and said, my attacker is Brian Warner, who is Marilyn Manson, and said that she groomed him, like, you know, did all the things to groom someone to get them more relaxed and got her into drugs, I guess, stuff. But it was to the point where he was depriving her of sleep, would have her tied up, would shock her with like a wand, like an electric wand thing. And then it was like slowly separating, you know, someone from their family, like would freak out if she was talking to like her mom or something, or, you know, and make it very much, well, if you're going to do that, then you don't love me, like that whole thing. And then other people were coming out, and it wasn't just relationships. It was like friends saying that he would use mind control and these weird tricks to sort of
on his friends.
Yeah. Like this girlfriend of his wasn't a girlfriend, but like a friend. And he would like sort of pimp her out to his friends to have sex with. And she felt this obligation because he did things for her career. It was this very weird, he got off on the manipulation of people in his life. But Rose McGowan, now who was actually married to him, I think, right? Said she didn't have any of the abuse, but completely can, you know, understand and see, you know, where that would have come into play. I mean, it's Marilyn Manson. It'd be weird if he wasn't like this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I kind of pictured him being kind of awful. I kind of pictured him being kind of awful from just the videos that you see him and stuff like that. But then you don't think like it's real world awful. Like you think maybe, you know, he's like a famous guy. Alice Cooper. Yeah. Yeah.
Or Dungeons like and that, Dragons. But... Like he's just like LARPing. He's just like, yeah. I'm this like thing. Not, it kind of grosses me out. Not like when people are that egotistical that they have to be that malicious towards people. Mm-hmm. You're not just a character. Oh, you really a demon. Okay, so I get it. You're really out here just torturing motherfuckers because you think you're special. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah.
So like, is he magic a little bit? If he's like, if he's got the mind control thing? Because I think that is a real thing. Like somebody who's really manipulative where it can get to the point where it's like they have this power kind of. Like, I don't know that you'd call it magic, but it's like, you know, they get to the point.
Ego, celebrity, yeah. And opportunities. Huh? Ego, celebrity, and opportunities is his magic. He can do these things because he can cock block or, you know, do things for someone's career or make you certainly think that, you know. There's so many people that fit that mold. I wouldn't call it magic.
Well, I think everything is kind of magic. So I think he is, whether he's conscious of it or not, he's kind of like a dark wizard in the sense of, and I don't even mind the word dark usually. For him, I feel like he's misusing his power, which is a combination of what you said, Candy. But I do think it's a misuse of magic, what he's doing. Yeah. But karma's real. And the apocalypse is kind of here, and he will reap his oats or whatever the phrase is. I always fuck up.
Reap his oats is the phrase, I'm pretty sure. Word for word.
Yeah.
Reap his oats, man. He's going to.
He's going to reap. That bastard's going to reap them oats. No. Yeah, that's the phrase.
It's someone I wouldn't want to call out is actually Marilyn Manson.
I want all his bad attention going to the rest of you guys. If possible, I want to kind of. Count me out.
I can't even honestly tell you I know a single song of his. Like, what's a song of Marilyn Manson?
I used to go to his concerts. I've been to several of them.
The Beautiful People is
one. Oh, I do know that one.
Yeah, you might actually know some. And then if you watch the John Wick movies, they put this one song like a few times in the first John Wick movie, and that song was awesome. I was like, oh, that's Marilyn Manson. That's pretty awesome. So, I don't know.
I think I would definitely. I went to a concert that was Slayer, a double bill of Slayer and Marilyn Manson, which didn't work because first of all, the Slayer fans live that life. In general, Marilyn Manson fans are like emo kids. They go to their jobs, put their makeup on, and then go out and woohoo. So. They also made the mistake of having this guy close the show. So the first half was Slayer, and then the second half was him. He got booed off within a few minutes. He was booed off that stage.
Oh, no.
Oh, Candy, I'm so impressed how hard you rock your face off going to a Slayer concert. I'm so impressed.
By myself.
That happens so often. How often have you heard of that happening, where the superstar shows up after, like, the cult favorite, and... people are like, we did not want you here. And it's like, whoa, what a bubble they live in.
Who thought those two worlds would mix anyway? That's crazy to me. Call me. I'll handle this logistics business for you. Let me book your music shows.
You should. I could see you also booking music shows, actually. You do. Yeah. Because it's all about energy, right? It's feeling into what energies mix and go. And when you don't, when you do a half-assed job, you get something like a headliner getting booed.
Yeah, it sounds like they booked people who have the fans who are bullies and the fans who are the victims.
Yeah. Probably went home.
Good call. Yeah.
They could have just swapped the order quite easily. But I'm sure, again, I guarantee that was an ego thing. I'm Marilyn Manson, I'm the star. And then it's like, all right, like you said, you reap your oats, bitch.
Bro,
in a second, you're gonna get booed off because these people just got out of jail and they brought their kids.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, also, like, I bet you after he got booed, he'd go home to like Evan Rachel Wood. I think
my god,
and then fucking prod her with the cattle thing, take it out on her. So he'd get booed, and then he'd come home to this beautiful goddess of a woman and be like, fuck it, you know, and taser her all of his pain from getting booed.
I can't believe he was doing that to Dolores. I'm so upset. I'm so upset right now.
But that's everything. Here's what really hurt me when I first saw that. I saw this on YouTube maybe a year ago, and it was after Westworld was already wrapped up. And I kept thinking about all those scenes in Westworld that she had to go through. And I was like, oh my gosh, she recreated a lot of that violence in her acting. I can't imagine how she did that.
And it's kind of like such a parallel to the show where, you know, Dolores for the first season, she's just getting, you know, she just gets like banged and then killed and then just has a horrible, horrible life. Yeah. And then she turns around and is like, I ain't doing this no more. Mm-hmm. And then she brings the fight to him. It's like a real life thing, dude. That's really interesting to me.
It is.
But she was a badass at the end of it. Not to spoiler alert. I mean, I guess. I can't even remember it now. I just remember what's happening so much.
Pretty amazing.
It's complicated. It's hard to remember all
life
of it.
Life really is mimicking art.
Always.
Yeah.
I think so many creations like movies and TV shows are in a sense emotional parallel realities. So I often, not for every show, it depends on the depth of a show, but Westworld is deep. You know, Lord of the Rings is deep, Game of Thrones is deep. There's so many parallels and archetypes that are fit into them. So I think it is. I think she subconsciously co-created this Westworld to kind of mirror her life, but co-created with the other actors and people. And yeah, we're co-creating these dramas.
But yeah, that was definitely tough to watch. And so now, Khalees, that you say that, because I guess I knew that, right? It's like, oh, I knew it. And then it's like, but now I'm going to open your fucking eyes to that. And yuck. She was so young.
Compartmentalize that, because you know they use trauma.
Yeah.
For their scenes.
Yeah.
But right, she just come back and kill everybody, so that's nice.
Yeah.
She's a survivor. She rose like the phoenix. She is. So.
Care/of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. They are vitamins and supplements that are delivered to you, which is so convenient. Your vitamin recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. The packaging is super cute with quotes on them. They're high quality that you can see and taste. Care/of's products are formulated with good-for-you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. Make your New Year's resolution to be better at taking care of your health and make it super easy with Care/of. You can take an in-depth 5-minute online quiz, which I found unique, engaging, and so fun. Then you can follow Care/of's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time. What you receive is totally up to you. For 50% off your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code INVASION50. Once again, for 50% off your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter INVASION50.
Okay, next topic is, so I'm a new person on TikTok, but this goes for TikTok or not. I don't understand the people who don't like a video. Like I said, it could be TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and then want to spew hate onto it. And the ones that I've been getting on TikTok, it slowed down a bit, is like, women aren't funny. And like some get real nasty. I'm just like, who are these people? Like, I know internet trolls have been around, but I'm facing it in a different way because I just got on TikTok. And I think it's these young, I think a lot of them are young teenagery boys who really believe women aren't funny. But I just don't still understand that mentality to like see a video and want to really infuse hate into that. So
well, if you put it like that, that they're probably the young teenager types that are angry for whatever reason.
Probably.
Fact that they have access to you is already too much. You know what I mean? Like that's it's abusive for people who have, I don't know. I don't want to call that abusive just innately, but the fact that teenage boys have access to your work to tell you directly how they feel about you is odd. And it's a brand new world. It's a brand new world that I haven't gotten used to it. I honestly have this urge to hide any type of, because it used to be you're a performer and now it's so personal. Everything you do is like, that's who you are and fuck you for that. So there's no performance anymore. It's just overexposure, constant overexposure, and people get to comment on how you overexpose yourself. So I have been feeling like hiding during this pandemic. I don't know about you guys, but I have been hiding.
Well, I mean, you see what's happening because, not to go back to it, but a little bit, Corinne came out and said something about the Marilyn Manson stuff, because I think she's also met him too, and was a big fan of his, but then came out to say like, no, this is bad, you guys, I've done all the research and this, this, and this. But someone even started it, and they started following me on Instagram. It was an I Hate Corinne Fisher
fan. That's what that is? That followed me yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be, I'm glad, I looked at who it was following and I was like, I don't want to be the person to tell her this. I'm like, hey, I know I haven't talked to you in a pandemic, so I'm out of time, but there's some fucked up shit going on the internet about you.
She was sharing messages that she was getting, which was like, I get these kinds of things all the time, which was like, shut your dumb fucking mouth. You know, you are no talent, so you think you can bring people down.
Well, yeah. Tell CG he doesn't know who Corinne is. Corinne and Christina. I mean, I can share unless you do. You guys want to tell CG who they are?
So Corinne Fisher is part of a podcast called Guys We Fucked with Christina Hutchinson, and it's a really massive kind of podcast, but it's women empowerment. Now, of course, there's the incels and all kinds of different groups of people who are not fans of women empowerment because that makes them have to realize their own smallness. So they get these kind of attacks all the time. But, you know, she's really taken the brunt of it for this. It's so bizarre. Marilyn Manson, like,
that's why.
That's who you're going to stand on a pedestal for and take a
that's
bullet?
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And, wow. And someone who has the time to create a new social media handle dedicated to hating someone. Like, it's energy to create a new, me getting on TikTok took a lot of energy, mm-hmm. You know, and that's for me. I can't imagine having the energy to create an account just based on hating someone.
Now let me point this out to you, Kate, that's exactly how I've been feeling about everything lately. That is what's happening in the government. And I don't mean to make this political, because I'm not political. The energy to create a group that hates other people is where we're at. And that's all people seem to have energy for anymore. Honestly, think about it though. Like, we're all very oversaturated, overexposed to everything. What do we have to look forward to? I remember I made a joke about this like 10 years ago. And like, I was like, one day I want to be famous enough that dolphins want to swim with me, right? But the reason was because I always thought that my ultimate goal would be I had enough luxury and independence and freedom and financial stability that one day I'd be somewhere where dolphins are. And that's never happened, right? And so now I go, I've seen it happen so often on TV. Like, a reality show will go on a date and they'll see dolphins, or the Basketball Wives swam with dolphins. I've seen it happen so much that it's like, real life has become my porn, and I don't even think I'd come if I got to meet a dolphin. I'd just be like, yeah, I saw Tamara react to this like years ago. It must have been fun for her. I'm now like, it's like, we're so overexposed. This is the reason I'm bringing this up, is because it gives us less time to really fully live our own lives. And then we start looking at other people's lives and judging everybody else's life and going over here. And I know there's so much more to that historically, but like, now that social media has us all disconnected, I really feel like there's a lot more toxicity.
Oh yeah.
I think I will be swimming with dolphins one day, as will you, and we will feel it very much, please. I think we will have I think the joy will be bursting out of us. I know. I don't care. I could watch people swim with dolphins. It will not change my happiness if I ever get to swim with dolphins. I'm also going to be terrified because I've heard, obviously, of dolphin rape. They're linked to the Pleiadian alien race, so I don't think they would come for me in that way, but it would be
if a dolphin raped me, I'd be so pissed.
I can watch the social media posts of the two of you swimming and coming on dolphins.
I feel like something really embarrassing could happen where you're just at the town and like the villagers are all pointing and laughing. It's like, that's the guy got raped by a dolphin.
If you
got, I really wouldn't want anything like that to happen.
If you got,
I gotta warn you about the rapey dolphin, though. They're like, that's the rapey one. The villagers, yeah. The villagers are like, the tourists never know which one's rapey. he's swimming by Stan. He has no idea, Stan. Rapes.
look for the dolphin in the shorts.
They all know who the rapey one is. That's awesome. Oh my god.
If I got raped by a creepy dolphin, would you still have some me later that day to help?
That day?
I feel like I'd be more scarred than you would if that happened. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna need a little space after that. Did I see it? Did I see it happen? Or did I just hear you tell me about it when you got home? Because like, if you just told me about it when you got home, I like, probably just wouldn't believe you. I'd only half believe you. Like, I try to kind of rub your shoulder a little bit. It's gonna be okay, baby. And not really believe you. But if I saw it happen.
You don't believe women when a dolphin rapes you? You don't believe women? You're like, no, I think you probably stumbled onto some coral, you clumsy bitch. I know Stan. I know Stan personally, and he doesn't rape anyone.
If they say bottlenose, you know what you're getting into.
I would think maybe, like, I don't know. Sometimes people exaggerate a little bit. I would think.
Who would exaggerate about getting raped by a dolphin?
Maybe like the snout. Maybe like he rubbed up against you, like the snout, you felt the snout between your butt cheeks for a second or something, and then you said rape, but that's not a full-on rape.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd have to know details. If I saw it, then we could have another conversation.
Can you explain when you get home the differences between assault and rape?
Exactly. It's not all the same.
And is it with their nose or with their penis? Is it with their nose or with their penis?
Or do they come up to you with their blowhole and try to pleasure you first?
Those are the givers. They have them too.
Those are the porpoises. Like, the porpoises are those.
I mean, they have the ones that just like to rub up against you or just kind of naughty, and then they have like the true rapists. So I don't think you can just confuse them. You know,
they
got
those
just...
ones that'll drag you down and try to drown you and let you float up and watch you try. Ooh, yeah,
they're the worst.
Play, yeah.
They're the sickest dolphins. They go to the worst part of dolphin hell that there is. Yeah.
Those are the Manson dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you see a dolphin with like one white eye, and you're like, you know, it's a Marilyn Manson dolphin, and you stay away from that one.
Oh yeah. Shit! I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, actually, now I really don't ever want to swim with dolphins.
I'm kind of with Khalees on that, though. Like, I feel like if I go there and I see what it actually is like to swim with the dolphins, they got a better shot of it on TV with beautiful music, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and there were no waves, and it was just, everything was perfect. So, like, kind of spoiled on that. Like, when I see it in real life, and it's gray and dreary, and the dolphins kind of try to hump me.
My dream is just to be on a beach. I don't even need dolphins. I just want to be on a beach with the sun and drinks with my friends. Like, that's
nice. Right, yes, now. Let's do that. Oh my God, that would be right? Nice right now.
I know. So I don't need dolphins half assaulting me for my dreams to come true.
But this is nice laughing about it with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Soon. And I didn't have dolphin rape written down, by the way. We just got there organically, everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah. Have we seen any footage of like the dolphin rape victims? Like, did they have videos of that with people talking about it afterwards?
Did they wear the wrong thing to the pool, to the ocean?
Exactly.
Were they wearing like a thong?
Were they waving that thing around on the beach a little much before they took a dip? Like, I don't know. I don't know whose fault it is. I didn't see the whole story.
Is it with the nose or with the penis?
I think
I was always picturing the nose.
Of course, but I think also it would. Have you guys seen a turtle penis? Every once in a while, I'll ask.
Never.
This. Oh, it's the most alien thing. It like looks. It looks like it's looking. It comes out and then it goes like this. Like literally, this is the reenactment of a turtle penis. They'll mount and they'll come out and it swims around and then it tries to find her. And then if it's out on the concrete, it just like slaps like one of those sticky wall things. And it's huge. And it spreads out. It's like shaped like this. It spreads out. You got to look it up.
I don't want to look it up. Actually. And
I'm checking it out now.
No, you got to look it up.
Pig penises. Don't pigs have like a corked penis or something?
Ducks do. Ducks. I just had this whole conversation about ducks are rapers.
Really? Yeah. That's what they're doing?
They have corkscrew penises. And then the female ducks have...
Have no hole at all? They just get open? Close the hole.
Female ducks are always getting raped out there on the waters.
But what did you say?
They just drill their way in?
Yes.
Oh.
And the female ducks are set up with different holes that they can close off at different times because of the victimhood. Like, wow. When you're biologically evolved to handle rapes.
That's crazy. No, thank you.
I'm glad.
Wow, no wonder. I'm
going to bing this.
Like, the ugly duckling is the only story about ducks shaming somebody. So you know they're capable of these kinds of things. They're like, you are ugly duckling. And she's like, I'm not even one of you, you fucking rapists.
We're bringing a lot of awareness, by the way.
Yes, we are. We really are. And it
might need to call us soon because we're shedding light here.
I actually always felt like in the animal kingdom, like when the one animal, if it's a kind of animal where the one animal just mounts the back of the other animal, the one on the bottom's never really that consensual. They're just getting banged. Like, they're usually just walking around the field and they just start getting banged. I feel like there's not that much consent in the animal kingdom. It's like, do I have the energy to move right now or pull out of this, or do I just stay here?
You know,
that's what it always looked like to me.
With mammals, reptiles, and the rest of them, whatever, we should really break down the animal kingdom with like consensual and non-consensual sex partners. Yeah. Like, I want to know which ones are in loving relationships and which ones are just like, it's cold out here and I had nowhere else to go.
Penguins, right? Aren't penguins a loving?
Penguins are good. They're good people. They're on the right side of history. Penguins are on the right side of history.
So how do we know penguins are good? Will you tell me about this? I don't know about this.
You know. The documentary with Morgan Freeman and Happy Feet. Two movies.
I'm confused as hell. I was trying to think.
The March of the Penguins.
They find a life partner.
And yeah, we all know about penguins from one documentary that Morgan Freeman narrated called The March of the Penguins. And then we were all penguin experts because it's the only thing we took time to learn.
Did you guys watch at all the In and
Octopus? Of Itself? Wait, which one?
In and of Itself, which What's is on that? Hulu. It's this guy named Derek something, but he's like an illusionist, but he's also bringing in like, you know, story. So it was filmed, but it was 52 stage productions, and it's very much about, they have someone, this wall of things, and it says, I am, and it could be ninja, teacher, just tons. And so people come in and they pick what they think they are or what would describe them most. And so basically the dynamic of the show is that you think that you're one thing, but there's many things that people don't see. And then also when people look at you, what they see. So it's like, you wouldn't say I'm a son, you know, or so it was just like a very interesting way of like how people look at themselves and how other people see you. And it's this whole kind of thing of perception and how
I'm gonna have to look at that.
So I was high, watching this with a gentleman, and kind of had this conversation of what would you use to describe yourself, and then what order would you put it in. So it was interesting because it was like, of course, for us, mother, you know, but that's a given. If you had to take that out of the equation, what words would you use to describe yourself? And would they be different than the words that someone else would use to describe you?
You know, I've always thought it was funny that, like, you're the only person that you know who's never sat down and had a conversation with yourself. Like, you don't know what you look like. You don't know what your vibe is like. Everyone else you know knows that better than you. Like, so I feel like, you know, you got to kind of bounce yourself, to know yourself, you kind of have to bounce yourself off a lot of different people and kind of take the feedback there. But yeah, that does kind of blow my mind that I kind of think you kind of know yourself less than other people know you, or in a way.
You know what this makes me think of is like who I thought I was before maybe the last 10 years, and how women's like public image has been able to evolve. Even with like Corinne and Christina, they put out a new image for women to be able to be proud to be these kinds of women. And I don't know what kind of women that is. I just mean like we've been told to shut up and we've been told what kind of people we are forever. It was refreshing. It's refreshing lately to see so many different representations of women. I personally want to see more Black representations, but I have been viewing myself differently because the world is viewing women differently. And I find that so odd. I look at my childhood and I look at like, I've been, you know, thinking about like what I was considered as a child, what I was viewed as, and how unfair it is for people to define you when that's such a limited perspective. So yes, you have to kind of bounce off of what others think of you, but as long as you have a wide pool of people who can have those thoughts about you. Because if you're relying on somebody who is, especially people who are very firm in their beliefs about you, those people are probably the worst people to describe you.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Not even
flexible about like how they see you.
Mm.
So I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for me to see myself. Like this thing that you just said, like that is interesting. It is really hard for me to understand how I fit in with other people.
It's a perspective. Me too. You know, you think things and you hold on to what you think is your truth, right? And you hold on to it very, very tight.
Mm.
When you start to loosen that grip or you let it go, and then your perception has to change, right? Because where the pin is no longer there. It's interesting because it's like, it's also very scary because at the same time, while you're being introduced to maybe brand new things about yourself or someone that you love or another or your situation in life, being in a pandemic, changing your perspective of that, it's also very scary because at the same time, what that's done is provide protection from feeling things or going to a place that's deeper or letting something land that you usually deflect away, you know, whether that, so like a compliment could feel the same as an insult, you know?
I've gone through that, yeah. And I've also gone through trying to reestablish what my strengths are because some of the things that I was told were strengths actually fuck with people who are around you. Like it's more of a defense mechanism, I was mistaught, you know, how to conduct myself. So I've been really grappling with myself.
What word would you guys use to describe yourself? Like I am.
I would probably say sensitive.
Yeah.
From what I believe myself is, like if I was just, if it was just me, not what I think people think of me.
Right.
Somebody else go. I'm going to think about that for a second.
Yeah, mine would be sensitive. What about you, Candy?
I mean, I think I would say I'm a seer. Like, I feel like I have an interesting, I'm pretty good at being able to see through things or see behind people or solve something. So I think there I can see into things a little bit.
I love that.
Or see clearly, you know, without sort of muddled or blurred anything. I can kind of see that. Now that's something I've sort of developed over time, you know, certainly in the last several years. But, you know, I mean, I am a mother is a given. Right. So,
yeah.
What would you say?
Sage.
It's a very difficult question for me actually, because I don't know, because I feel like it changes every second throughout the day. Like just depending on what I'm doing and who I'm interacting with and what, you know, what I am changes with every second, or that you are like so many different things at the same time. Mm-hmm. Or need to be different things in different moments in life. So, I don't have a good one for you. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think I have a good one for you.
I have one for you. A hero.
That's wonderful. That's
yeah, but you truly wouldn't say I'm a hero.
You could with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Kate, describe yourself. A hero.
That actually was one of your jokes.
But then I tell my Avengers joke. No,
You're a single mom and you're like, I'm a hero.
Yeah. So I'm a single mom, everybody, aka a hero. No, I do think CG's a hero, but that wasn't the question. But I think we're all heroes here.
You're saying too, it's like what you would say about someone else, you know.
Khalees?
Well, I think for me, the only thing I can think of, this is such a sad thing. The only positive thing I can think I agree upon with myself about me, because I'm like debating it. Like, no, you're not. Yeah, you are. No, you're not. I think I'm caring.
Yeah. I would say extremely empathetic.
Yeah. So that kind of goes along with caring. I have been worried that I'm not empathetic anymore because I've been worried that I'm more, it's like a defense mechanism to fucking know exactly how people are feeling. It's a little bit overwhelming. I don't know what it is that makes me so overwhelmed around people. I've been looking into it, but I definitely think I care about people. But is it
coming from a place where you're caring about other people, or you're in a place where you're worrying about what they think of you?
Well, I'm really actively caring when it has nothing to do with what people think of me. Do you know what I mean? So when you ask me that, the sad thing is I actually will consider which one am I doing, and have I ever done the thing where I want people to care about me and I've cared about them? Of course. But I know that I'm caring first, because when I first came here, and even when I went to Dan Soder's taping, but before I got there, like the homeless guy who got stomped on the street, I walked away from him, and then I had to go back. I don't know. So when I go, am I caring for any nefarious reasons? It could just be guilt. Like I feel like the idea of being a good person has been very, very guilted into me, but I also felt very sad for him. So I can never tell why I do what I do, but my actions are very caring, whether it's for me, I don't know. Is it for me to feel good, or was it for that man to feel good, or was it because I felt a sense of duty? I feel like it was mostly a sense of like, if nobody's gonna care for him, then I can't be the person who walks away, because right. then I feel like an asshole. So I don't know.
See, I think it's like, I think they're kind of intertwined too, like caring about people and caring what the people think about you. I think it's kind of the same thing, because if I care if that guy doesn't like me because I'm pissing him off, you know, I care about that. I don't want that guy to feel any bad feelings toward me, but like, that's for them, kind of, you know, that's for me. And it's for them. Like, I don't want to cause anybody any uncomfortability or be, you know, and so I do care what they think about me, but I think that has them behind it too. Like it's the same, they're both like raveled together somehow.
Yeah.
And we're all connected, you know? So like when there's someone in pain, we can try to disconnect from it, but the truth is someone else's pain is also our pain. So it's also reciprocal.
Do you think that feeds into then, like, it's come up a bunch of times, but certainly with the insurrection, the mob mentality, where it's like this sort of feeding frenzy of energy. I mean, these people had, you know, there was bad people in there, but then there was a lot of other people just part of it. You know, I just want to be a part of things. But that works, I think, in several different aspects. If there's an accident, or if like a, you know, the collective energy, you know, I think is interesting. And I think I find what to be interesting to sort of in myself and in other people is what you were doing that's not expected in those situations.
Mm.
The ones that's gonna be in there and be like, you know what, I'm actually gonna toot on out of here, I'm not gonna storm this Capitol. You know, because that's the hard decision in those moments.
Mm.
There might have been people who walked away.
Yeah.
For sure. But I don't, but I see their whole thing as just a definitely different perception of what's going on in reality. They, they seem to really, I stumbled upon a Twitch QAnon stream and they
I'm Police Hawkins.
It was popular because it had just happened right after right, I got on it the day after, what you call it, during the inauguration. I got on this and it was just a popular thing going on, and I'd never been on Twitch before, and I was like, the reason I say I stumbled upon it because I was watching, I was like, wait a second, is this them? They had a queue there and they were waiting for something big to happen. They thought that that Biden was going to get arrested by the troops, and they were like, they were even making it points, they were like, you see that Biden has his own personal security team, and you know why? It's because he didn't want the government security team to arrest him on national TV, and they were just waiting and waiting for something to go down. I'm watching them on Twitch, like they're like, they had a gun, he's like showing his gun, he was like, I'm still on with cause. I was like, somebody should do something about this. I was like, am I supposed to do something about this? Because I'm watching this happen. And then it was like, it got to the point where he was signing papers and they're like, this is not supposed to happen. They were freaking out, they're like, what, something must have gone wrong. So they legit think that they thought Trump was going to fly in.
Yeah.
And
it was the very, like, they honestly thought this, like the devastation that came after the inauguration to so many of these people, because they truly, truly, truly believed that Biden, Kamala, Clinton's, Obama's, everyone was going to get stormed and arrested on that stage on the inauguration.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't seem to be making the distinction that these kinds of people who believe that and believe that Trump is their leader are different than the white nationalists. And they could be like, there's some blend, there's some Venn diagram blend,
right?
But they're not, they're anti-government, they're anti all of those people. And so they're coming from some really, that's why they're mostly military, because they've been, it's kind of like if you've worked at Starbucks and you go, don't try the da-da-da because I know how they don't clean that machine or something. They've probably witnessed some amount of dishonesty.
Oh yeah.
During their employment. They've probably heard some amount of the truth that we have never heard. Just like I know I was privy to a lot more truth behind the police force because my mom was a police officer. And they are also the kind of people who think they're supposed to know. That combined with being raised on movie theater logic, they think so there's definitely holes in the story, right? There's holes in the government. We're not getting told the whole story, but they're adding movie theater, like Will Smith logic to it. They're like, okay, so it must be, you know what I mean? They're solving it. Our brains want to solve a puzzle, but when you've been conditioned, it's just like we were talking about earlier. I was conditioned to think of myself a certain way. I'm growing out of it. If you're conditioned to think and solve problems by watching movies, American movies, then you're always going to think the government and the police and something are doing something nefarious, because that's all the movies, that's all the secret, that's right. So I kind of look at these people and I feel very like scared about them, because you guys, I don't think the distinction hasn't been made between those two things, also between religion and these people. They let the world go by, they let technology happen, they let us evolve in this way, but they're keeping really close to their religious beliefs and their biases, and we haven't actually dealt with those people. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? There are people who do religion to feel warm and spiritual, and there are people who do it like to stay rooted in their severe belief system,
right?
And I think that's what some of those people are. They're military.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's fear. It's fear-based religion. You know?
Yeah.
It's like if, you know, I make the joke of like when I first started dating someone, to ask if they're a man of God.
Like to weed them, to weed them out? Like how does it work?
You a God fearing man, you know?
And if they say yes, that scares you, then
what? You still sleep with them?
This was a fun little conversation starter, but I think that it's interesting when you're coming from a place of fearing religion instead of it something that is actually filling you up and holding you up and embracing you, you know? And I think there's so much more of the former. And that is something that's always been looked upon as a positive thing, is to be a God-fearing person, which is, if you don't follow these rules, you're going to go to hell, all these sorts of things, instead of being someone that, oh, God is here, and then I feel the light, and it's helping me get through hard times. Like, they're different things. So
yeah, some people are following the Bible like it's their, it is their entitlement. It is their right. This is the people, like, they have, like, the mark of Cain are black people. That's why you guys don't get shit. Like, they are following the Bible like it's, like, a manual for how to treat people.
Yeah.
And I guess that's not that far away that, you know, people, that's what I'm afraid of us going back to a society of religion. I'm really afraid of that.
I don't
think. And I was raised very religious, so I don't know why I'm so afraid of that, though.
Not me too. Both. Yeah.
I don't think, first of all, it's that, and there's also just a lot of conspiracy. Like, that's what kind of what, you know, QAnon and a lot of people get real stuck in conspiracy way of thought, and they believe it's the truth. And I'm not saying certain things aren't conspiracies, you know, and that certain things aren't hidden from us, of course. But when you start living either in a conspiracy world that's devoid of reality or a completely religious world, a very strict God-fearing kind, either way, you're removing yourself and really disconnecting yourself from that source, from that spirit. And like you were saying, Candy, instead of letting yourself surrender into the it filling you up and supporting you and allowing that life force be a beautiful, magical thing, it becomes these rules, and you actually end up hurting people and separating and wanting war. And we saw that kind of mentality, a fraction of it, with what was going on at the Capitol. But I'm not saying shit might not get ugly or certain things aren't going to explode, because there are these huge pockets of people that exist. I think we're going to be okay, this particular group of four of us. So that's where my focus has gone, is like making sure the people I care about and love and are good hearted, whether I know them personally or just the ones on, you know, somehow we're connected out there, that will survive and create a new earth and a new community where we're not being sucked in by fear or hate. But it might get a little ugly, but I don't think, just what's that, like, what's that thing on Hulu? Maiden's Tale or something? What is that?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. Like, I don't think we're gonna go in that direction. I see why the fear of that kind of shit is there, because there are certain people who have beliefs like that or whatever. But I think we're in an evolution, I feel. And that, as the Hopi Native American tribe predicted, the Rainbow Warriors are here to create a whole new paradigm. And I'm a very deep believer, and my faith is in tune with that stuff. So I think people like us are here to create a whole new wavelength, a whole new vibe for Earth. And the other people who were stuck in those really fear-based mindsets, they're kind of gonna kill off each other, move to areas that are gonna get flooded as the glaciers melt. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not really crying for the racists going under by glaciers. You know what I mean? They can go with the glacier or whatever. So
there's so many things falling apart right now, though, too. Like with the Wall Street Bets thing, that was pretty incredible. All those millions of people on Reddit being able to take down some Wall Street hedge funds.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. I mean, I accidentally had money on a couple of those horses. So I didn't take it out in time, though.
Damn.
Yeah. I put like 100 in Dogecoin. And it went up to $2,000 during this. $100 went up to $2,000.
And then that collapsed?
It's like, I'll tell you what it is right now. It's not completely gone. But since I didn't take it out at $2,000, you know how much regret I had that I didn't put like $1,000 in there, and it went up to $20,000.
Right, right.
Oh my God. But
And then, guys, we're going to wrap it up. It's been an hour. Okay. I'm quite quick.
It is at $6.75.
That's not
but
bad.
That's still incredible. No, that's still incredible.
You gotta yank it out now though.
Yeah.
It might go back up.
No, it might. No, that's good. That's good. All right.
I don't know. But it went way down compared to
Where it's at now is still a huge increase to what it was. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens, you know, with the collective, because there are so many really extreme pockets of people with beliefs that are so not in touch with reality. But like I said, my concern, whether it's selfish or not, is to make sure that I'm okay, the people I love are okay, and the people who want to create a loving community on this earth are okay. You know, and I think those of us who are steeped in that will come through for real. I'm not just saying that like fairy tale bullshit. So
I hope he so.
Ah! I hope he tried.
That was solid. That was pretty solid.
That made my nerdy heart happy. All right, so we'll wrap this up. Khalees, where can people find you?
On
Reddit, maybe? On Twitch. No.
Dude, like I'm not doing much, but maybe TikTok. I'm Betty Khalees Hawkins on TikTok.
Okay.
Go on Instagram. You'll see how it's spelled, Khalees Hawkins.
All right. Go on TikTok. Find her. Candy?
I'm not on TikTok. I am on Instagram, though. Candy Claire, CandiClare.
Sweet. Siege?
CG Erickson, ERICKSON on Instagram. And, what else? I'm on a bunch of these things. Instagram and TikTok. I just started though, so it's embarrassing. But check me out. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's on Twitter now.
Twitter, I have zero tweets because the two tweets I did, I deleted because I was like, that was stupid. Two ladies later, I was like, what an idiot.
That's how so, it feels, man.
Oh, yeah, it hurts. It hurts, man. I thought since I'm just typing it into a computer, it wouldn't hurt socially. It does a lot. So I deleted the tweets that I had. But some new good ones in the works. So tune in, people.
Follow me on TikTok, Kate Fanshawn Wolf. Instagram, the Kate Wolf. And if you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for being here with me.
Thank you.
Why does you eat?